In August, UK held a topping out ceremony to celebrate a major milestone in the construction of the new Rankin Health Education building. Slated to open in 2027, the new facility will bring together the colleges of medicine, nursing, health sciences, and public health into one space, allowing each college to train more healthcare workers in a collaborative environment. It will also house the Center for Interprofessional and Community Health Education. Here's Robert DePaula, UK Provost and Co-Executive Vice President for Health Affairs.
The need in Kentucky is just unbelievable. We need more physicians. We need more nurses. We need more physician's assistants. We need more nurse practitioners. Really pretty much every discipline you could imagine in healthcare.
The building will allow students from various health professions to train together frequently, aligning more with healthcare in the real world. Here's UK College of Nursing student Jessica Brzezanski.
A patient will have 20 different care team members who are physicians, nurses, physical therapy, SLP, OT, all these other professions come together to help one patient. So us having this building will help us do simulations together in a bigger space. We can practice collaborating with others, communicating with other healthcare professions.
Clinical care, it is a team sport. There is no question that it is a team sport. We need to have multiple disciplines at the table working together as a team. The health education building is also designed so that it fosters that. Open spaces where people can sit together, conference rooms where people can work together.
The new facility is also a hub for learning and applying the latest, most advanced techniques and technology in healthcare.
Medicine is an evidence-based practice, meaning we need to be paying attention to the new studies, the new evidence, and guide what we do by those new studies and new technologies and embrace them. We're now trying to figure out how we utilize AI to do a better job with the sole focus of improving what we do for patient care, just as one example. And taking that approach all in one facility, all in one place on a regular basis, I think will allow us to accelerate even further than we've been before with respect to advancing Kentucky.
For Brzezanski, the investment in the new building shows UK's commitment to growing Kentucky's healthcare workforce.
It makes me feel that University of Kentucky really truly cares about our Kentucky people. They really care about the patient outcome and us as people, so I think they put a lot of work into it to give us better foundation and education for students who's going to serve Kentucky people in the future.
For UK at the Half, I'm Allison Perry.